All right. So hi there and welcome to our body balance call for the month of July. Good to see you guys. Excuse the wet hair, but you know, when you have a busy, tight schedule, you know, I got to get the exercise in. So I squeezed the exercise in and figured you guys would forgive me for having a wet head. So these are our calls where I'm here to support you in whatever way you need. I want to talk about, I always like to find out at the beginning where you're at. And maybe just do it like a 30 second to a minute share around and just like where you're at, not the whole story. And then we'll go come back and talk about what you need help with. Does that sound fair? And any successes you've had, like where you're at and what successes. I know everybody's at different places. Some people are still finishing up the foundations and elimination diet. And some people are all the way to adrenals and thyroid. So wherever you're at, I want to support you there. And there's Elizabeth. Hi. So who wants to start, or should I just, I think I'll just go in the order that it's on my screen. That way I won't miss anybody. So Sharon, you get to go first.
Hi, everyone. I'm sort of stuck on the elimination diet. I had quite a bit eliminated and I'm trying to work it back in slowly. And you know, it's a slow process.
The elimination diet is, and the reason that I pulled the elimination diet and put it, because you'll see the elimination diet repeated in all the modules, because when we work, just join one of the programs, we want them to do an elimination diet. But I pulled it out so that you guys could get the head start on that and, you know, really start to see what's going on. If you're, you know, when you say stuck there, I don't expect that you would go through the whole provocation process before, you know, moving on to start working on digestion. But at least the elimination part is super important, right? And then you could start doing that and then moving on. So if that helps. All right, great. Sandra. What are you working on?
I'm at work, so I'm just listening to
you. Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Thanks.
Okay, Cindy, you figured out how to change your name. Great.
I have to do it every time. I don't know where that comes from. So
yeah, no, it must be. I don't know if you have a Zoom account. I don't know. Maybe it's.
Yeah, maybe I'll check that out.
Yeah.
I'm doing good. I'm feeling encouraged most days. I'm still tracking my blood glucose, still trying to figure out what I can eat. I did all of your recipes, printed them all.
Oh, nice.
I got three big books.
Wow. So you mean all the recipes in the whole program? So you have all them?
You know, I think I probably have doubles of everything.
Wow.
Right?
And then wow. Good for you.
So I'm super excited about that. They're kind of like on my counter all the time. I just made a raw cashew dip that I absolutely love. So I'm excited about that. I just picked a bunch of cucumbers and kale and stocked up on some seeds. And I love eating that way.
Awesome.
I just did a bridal shower for my daughter. So those events always trip me up. I need to just keep pushing through and just keep, I mean, there's nothing I can do. I got to keep going. I got to keep focusing and not give up and feel, you know, make it like all or nothing kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about that some more. Cause I think that's a common thread with lots of folks. It's like, if I can't do it 100%, I might as well just give it up. Give me the chocolate cookies. Cause I just had a slip up and then the bag's gone. And then you're like, ugh. So yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, we can talk about that. There was a tapping presentation. I don't know if you watched that a couple of weeks ago.
No, I didn't. I've been
watched that because she addressed a lot of that, the emotional charges around eating and some simple processes for getting rid of that.
Yeah.
Great.
So that's kind of where I'm at.
Okay, great. We'll come back to you. Mary Ann. Hi. Oops, you're muted. Let's get you muted. All right.
Okay. I haven't been on these calls for a long time, and I'm kind of jumping around to a lot of different things, trying to eat well. And I started many years ago when I wasn't feeling well, and of course I didn't know about this program, but I was I did the blood type diet, and that really started me on a healthy journey. And now that I'm in this program, there are things that I'm, if I follow the blood type diet, there's things I'm not supposed to eat that are part of the recipe. There's one conflicted.
Okay. So let's address that, because I have some ideas for you there.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. All right. And it has to do with some of it has to do with the elimination diet. All right. So Kathleen.
Okay, good. So, you know, no matter what I do, I cannot get my blood sugar down in the morning. I mean, if I go to bed and it's lower or normal for me, when I get up in the morning, it's like the best it ever is 140. And recently,
How low does it go in the evening?
Sorry?
How low was, does it go in the evening before you go to bed?
You know, my blood sugar seldom goes. I mean, I haven't seen it below 98 in years. And I just to just sort of refresh you, I have this spinal cord injury that just left me, in terms of so many things, debilitated. I mean, and it's not that I haven't done really well in terms of recovery and far beyond what people expected, but yeah, the blood sugar thing, it's still a struggle, and all I need to do is get a little bit of inflammation and my blood sugar shoots up out of the roof. And I mean, that is what's happened this week. And I did go and see my doctor again. But I mean, it scares the hell out of me when I get up in the morning and my blood sugar is 200.
Oh my. Okay, so here's what I want you to do. I'm going to come back around.
Okay.
What I want you to do is just write down for me.
Okay.
From your recall, your food that you ate in the last 24 hours.
Okay.
And then any other, and the time you ate it. So
okay.
Time and then what you ate. And if you have your blood pressure records, you know, that would be great too.
Yeah, blood pressure is almost
blood
always.
Pressure, blood sugar. Yeah.
Oh, blood sugar. Okay.
I said pressure. I meant sugar. Sorry.
Yeah, blood sugar is usually normal, actually. And I'm thrilled about that.
Usually normal
pressure.
During the day.
Sorry?
During the day, you're saying it's normal.
I meant my blood pressure.
Now you're getting it right.
Yeah, now I'm getting confused. Sorry. Okay, I will. I'll write that down.
Yeah, write that down, and then we'll come around and talk
about
it. All right. Also write down if you noticed any specific times when you were in more pain than others.
Okay, thank you.
Particular times. I know it's hard to do it retrospectively, but
okay.
It's been 24 hours, so you should be able to remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, no, that's not a problem.
Weird stressors or things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then we'll come back around, and I want to review that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, Elizabeth.
Okay.
Let me see if I can get you on.
I unmuted it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so, just busy getting packed up. Our movers are coming Monday and closing on our house on Wednesday. So it's been hectic, but in a way, I'm kind of glad to have a chance to sit down for a little while.
There's so much here then, in spite of all that's going on.
So. Yeah, so this is good. And a few evenings ago, I was working on continuing on module 2 and got into part of, I think, unit 4, which I think is the last unit of module 2. So almost done.
Yeah. Well, I think there's 5. I think there's a
5. Okay.
Not named. I think it's just like implementation strategies. So
right, something like that. But
yeah.
the major parts I'll be
yeah.
done. So and my digestion has really been pretty good, and you know, elimination in the morning. You know, that has been yeah. good. So my only problem is like a couple weeks ago I tripped in a hotel room over a trash can and fell on my hand and my knee, and they've been kind of sore, and so then I tried my, when I got home, I tried my husband's CBD lotion. Then I noticed I had these little red spots all over my knee and my hand. So I was like, oh, I'm allergic to something in that.
I know something in that lotion. You got to be careful. A lot of times when you buy stuff, it may sound like the main ingredient is good, but then there's a big difference between brands in what they put in. Polysorbate 80 or whatever, propylene glycol is an emollient. And so it's really like important to read the label.
Well, again, I wouldn't know, you know, without trying it. So I see my doctor on Tuesday, so I'll take the lotion to see if he has any thoughts on what ingredient might have caused me the rash. And then I wonder if that's, like, my blood sugar in the morning had been, like, in the mid to low 80s for several weeks. I was really pleased with that. And then the last week or two, it's been mid to low 90s. So I would just wonder, maybe the inflammation is getting
absolutely. That up. Absolutely. It does. It's stress on the body and it causes
you. Because I'm not eating anything different.
Yeah. No, that's probably what it is. We'll come around because I have some ideas on the inflammation.
Okay.
I'm caught up and I want to make sure everybody gets a chance. So Frances.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm getting back into doing the modules. I have rental property and I had somebody just abandon the property. It's taken me 2 months to turn it around, but I am so happy. I think it's done.
Congrats.
It does cause a ton of stress, but I've been doing the modules. At least I've been trying to read through them. I kind of stopped doing them because I wasn't sure how long we had availability to the information. So,
yeah. So, you know, people ask that a lot and, Here's our on paper promise. You have it for at least a year after you finish the program.
Oh, okay.
I thought we've never taken away from anybody. We don't have a process in place for doing that. If it becomes an issue, like there's like so many people and we're having to, you know, bandwidth is an issue or whatever, then we would go back and say, hey, you know, download it. But you do have the ability to download everything. That's one thing that's really important to me is that everything is downloadable. A lot of programs, you have to watch the videos online. You can't download them. And then you're like, I don't like that because if I'm on an airplane, I want to be able to, you know, download and watch videos on my computer. And I can't with most of the programs I'm in. So that was a big thing for me. You can always download everything. So in that case, you have a lifetime access to everything. Year after, so you'll have it till 2020, basically. And if we have to start removing people after that, we will.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what happened is I thought, oh my gosh, I need to start downloading stuff. So I haven't been doing as much.
Okay.
I've been downloading a lot. And I'm at the sugar module on the sugars, but I haven't, you know, measured anything like that yet.
Okay. Well, that's a good start.
I know the thing is I am tired a lot. And that just has been an ongoing thing since I've been 12 years old. So I still am
okay,
not
so hopefully
really sure.
We can get to the heart of what that tired a lot is.
Yeah.
You know,
my head is
balanced.
The foggy and all that kind of stuff. So I still haven't figured it out and I haven't done my blood work.
Don't worry about figuring it out right now. That's what this program is intended to help you do. So if you go through the first part, there's a lot of good habits you're putting in place. And then when you go through module two with the digestion, so many times just cleaning the digestion out will help.
Okay.
You know, getting rid of bad bacteria, replacing the gut flora. And then, you know, the blood sugar. So each of these steps, so don't worry about you're trying to figure it out.
Okay.
Great.
But I love the information. It's just amazing. And I met with a lady who was talking about gallbladder problems. I'm like, oh, I just did that module. So it's really a blessing to, you know, get deeper. So thank you.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of everybody having the owner's manual to their body, and I call it empowered self-care because we can't rely on the medical system to heal us or treat us, or they're not even trying to get to the root cause. So we really need to just know as much as we can about how our bodies work. So thank you for that.
Okay.
So Jay.
Okay. So I'm getting ready to do four tests here. I need to get your advice on something. So it's the methylation test, which is blood. The blood spot fatty acid test, the one you sent me.
Right.
The Genova 1 test and the Dutch test, and those are both urine-based.
Right.
Measuring hormones. And so So I'm reading the instructions, and it says on one of them, I can't remember which, to stop taking vitamins and minerals 4 days before.
Yeah, that would be the Genova one, because they're going to be testing to see where you're at. So here's my feeling on that. There's certain things in the Dutch test that absolutely have to follow their instructions, because it'll throw the adrenals off, like, you know, caffeine and hormones, whatever. But if you want to find out if what you're taking right now is working for you, then just keep taking the vitamins. If you want to find out how your body is doing without taking the extra vitamins, then you stop and follow their directions. Because the problem is, you're going to have those vitamins that you took in your system, the vitamins, minerals, et cetera, in your system. So you could contact them and say, do I really need to take stop everything for 4 days? But if your goal is to like reduce how much you're taking and, you know, get down to the bare minimum, then it's best to just avoid them for 4 days.
I just want to see where I am, you know, in one respect, you know, the Dutch test, in my case, has a methylation speedometer on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it shows low. And so Lisa wants me to do this methylation test from, I think it's Doctor's Data.
Doctor's Data, yeah.
To see if that can give some insights into what's
going on. Yeah, details as to where it might be low.
Might as well go ahead and do the Dutch test at the same time.
Yep.
And yep. I've been on testosterone replacement therapy for about 6 weeks, maybe, something like that.
Okay.
And so my, you know, my primary care doctor's got a bunch of blood tests I'm going to probably do next week sometime, which will include doing blood levels of. Okay.
So the Dutch, with if you're doing the Dutch while you're taking the hormones, it's going to give you an idea of how well those are working for you. So I'm always a big fan of, you know, initially I like to see, let's just see what you're at. We've done your initial. We saw where you're at. I want to see what is this testosterone doing, like in terms of the aromatase and all that. So I think it'd be best to keep going with that. The only thing you want to avoid is anything they say is going to interfere with the test reagent. Those you need to be careful about. But okay. That's why I would say call Genova, since they said everything. Is anything going to interfere with the results? What I really want to do is see how my current supplement program is doing for me.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And who was just here that I missed? Wendy. There you are. You disappeared. Hi, Wendy. And let me unmute you.
Yes, okay, so there you go. Thank you. Well, I completed the Sweet Spot, the Module 3 program, and I've been continuing on it because I have not yet reached my goal weight. And you had said in our previous call that just going, doing the program, I did plateau for about 2.5 weeks at this one weight mark. And so yesterday I decided to just have two meals, do the intermittent fasting, and then I broke through that. So I would like to continue with releasing the extra weight. And so I want to continue on module 3. I feel that I need to go back to module 2 with the digestion and, you know, continue to heal my GI tract. I was taking the slippery elm and the licorice powder, which I found very soothing for me, but then I stopped it for maybe a month, and now I want to go back to it because maybe I have some inflammation issues, which is why I'm plateauing.
Right. It very well could be. You know, the gut and the two core systems to heal are the gut and the blood sugar, because everything else relies on that. That said, the adrenals, there's the piece of the adrenals that we addressed in module 1, which is the de-stress, which is the de-stress breaks, right? Because that feeds in, but that stress, which increases cortisol, causes problems with blood sugar, we know, but also causes problems of shutting down your digestion. So make sure that you're doing the stress management stuff. Right? That stuff can never go away. You can't just go, I'm done with this program. I'm done with that. No, a lot of this is just trying to create lifelong habits. And that's a habit that's probably the hardest one to break, because we've been programmed our whole life to be, you know, hypervigilant and on guard. And that's something that's an everyday process. And once you manage that and then work on the gut and the blood sugar, most of the time, even if you had problems before, by the time you get to adrenals, you're going, oh, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. Oh, here's a few herbs I'm going to try to calm that down. Does that make sense?
Yes.
If you find that you're having sleep issues, like, you know, then you have to address that, which we talked about a lot in the blood sugar.
Right. Fortunately, I don't have sleep issues. I'm very mindful of getting 9 hours of sleep. But the big aha for me in this program has been the role of stress in my health challenges. So I'm very mindful of really taking, being conscious of not going into trigger mode, reactionary mode, and being stressed out about things. And of course, it's a daily practice. You know, because we get triggered all the time. So
it's a minute practice, right?
Yeah.
Because every time you feel yourself going into that mode, you have to stop yourself and go, wait a minute, what's a better way to handle this thought? And a lot of it isn't even your outbursts, but it's a thought. Oh, God damn it, that car in front of me won't move, you know? And it's like, oh, I get a moment to breathe. And oh, you know, whatever. You just have to shift. So it is a moment-to-moment practice. And that's what takes the longest time. Yeah.
That's right. And, you know, I've had, probably a decade-long metabolic out of imbalance. So I'm grateful for this program because I feel like I'm on the right road to really balance my metabolism. And I feel that, you know, I know how to manage my sugar levels now for the first time ever.
Oh, yes.
And so I'm very mindful of this. And so I want to just really honor this process, honor your teaching. And I just want to continue on this journey.
Yay. Thank you. You're on the right path and you have the right attitude. So that's really awesome. Yeah. And you get there. You know, one of our students a couple of years ago, I was talking to her on one of the calls and she said, you know, I came into this program with this list of things I wanted to heal. And she said, but I realized that this was my top priority, whatever it was, the belly fat. She said, I realized that my body was doing it in the order it needed to do it. That was right for me. And so she says, you know, I had more energy and then my brain fog came back and, you know, I had a blood test done and my liver inflammation was down. And she says, and finally the belly fat went away. Right. So she said, I learned to be patient with the process and just trust my body to do it in the order it was ready to do it. We can't consciously control it because those subconscious pathways that know how to beat our heart, that know how to balance all these chemicals, if our conscious brain had to be in charge of that, we'd all be dead. Right. Because we don't know enough. We don't know enough. We study the physiology and the anatomy, but that subconscious of ours is so smart that it just does it. And we just have to honor it sometimes and trust it. Yeah. Cool. Thank you for bringing that up because it's such an important process because we're all those hyperachievers. We want to just do it and control it and make it happen. It doesn't always work that way. So thank you. Thank you. And thank you for your attitude. So who else is on here that hasn't said, if anybody's on here that, okay, Sharon has her hand up. Okay, we're going to get back to her for questions. Is there anybody else that wants to share where they're at before we go on to support? Just raise your hand and we'll do that and I'll come back. And raise your hand if you're on and you're not visible because I can see you guys and you're not visible and you want to get some support in some way. And then you see Sharon has her hand up, so we're going to come back to Sharon. Okay, Sharon, you're up.
Okay. But my question is on the Dutch test. You had recommended that I get the Dutch test and the doctor's data comprehensive stool analysis with the parasitology. So I've got the kit for the Dutch test. And it does say that if you take dexamethasone to check with your practitioner. So I wanted to hear what you had to say on that. I only take the dexamethasone when I have an outbreak of the oral lichen planus. And so, you know, I only take it for, 7 to 10 days. It's an oral rinse. And I haven't taken any in about 10 days.
Okay, do the test. Do it now. Okay. Right? Don't take it too close for 10 days away. I would just do it now. Yeah.
It's okay now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They just, it's a cortisone derivative and it's going to skew the results of the cortisol. So,
okay. So yeah. 10 days is long enough then? I don't know.
Plenty.
Okay, great. A couple of other questions. I'm really having problems with bowels, really loose bowel stool or stools. And, you know, I go, you know, maybe within half an hour of eating, but then each time I have a urination after, there will be passing of stool as well.
Is it a leakage or is it a big stool or substantial?
More of a leak. Yeah.
More of a leak. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you feel any urgency, bowel urgency between meals, or feel like you have to have a bowel movement, or is it just leaking when you urinate?
Maybe when I, you know, like that half an hour or something after a meal, I will feel like I need to go.
But that's
all but all the other times after that, I don't feel the need. It's just when I go to urinate.
Is it a watery loose stool?
It's a loose stool.
The loose stool. And the one that you have that's, you know, within half an hour of eating, is that a watery stool as well?
It's still very loose, yes.
Okay. And are you taking any magnesium or vitamin C?
No. I was doing the magnesium because I've done module 3 already. So I was doing the magnesium with the meals and everything. And but I can't take it right now that I've got this problem.
Okay. Did you feel like it aggravated it when you were taking, like it was worse? It got better magnesium.
I haven't taken any of the magnesium for at least a month, so okay. I don't think it's connected.
Okay.
But I'm wondering if this stool problem will sort of come to light when I do the stool analysis.
That for sure. Because if you have a parasite or you have some dysbiosis going on, that definitely will show it. We'll also see some inflammation markers and pancreatic elastase and some other things in there. My question, though, is this problem been relatively new or has it been going on? Have you had this problem in the past?
It's quite new. Well, sort of combination. A few years ago, maybe about 5 years ago, I had a similar problem. And my weight just dropped. Without even trying, my weight was dropping. And I'm having that same problem again now.
Okay. And has there been any travel, you know, back then and now? Like travel to Mexico or a foreign country?
Well, the last time, I mean, it's been a couple of years since I was in Mexico.
Okay. So not in immediate years. Anyway. All right. So I think the stool test is going to give us some answers to that. Okay. I would think that it could be something that's irritating, mm-hmm. that's causing you to flush. Have you ever done the transit time test?
You know, with eating beets or something like that, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Yes.
And how long was it?
I'm just trying to think. I had beets on the weekend. You know, it's certainly within, I noticed it. I know I had beets at dinner and I noticed it the next day.
Okay. Within earlier than 24 hours?
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah. So it's a rapid transit time. I just wanted to see if it was rapid transit time or something irritating and you're passing it, but it's still, you know, yesterday's stool or whatever. But that sounds like you have rapid transit time. Mm-hmm. And most of that is related to the dysbiosis in the gut, unless there's a food that you're sensitive. A particular food that your body's going, eek, let's get rid of this. Do you notice bloating or gas after you eat?
No.
No. Okay.
Since starting this whole program, I haven't had any problems with gas.
With gas, great. Okay. So you have the test kits. Are you going to run the stool test soon?
Well, I've got the Dutch kit. I ordered them both at the same time on July 15th. And I've got the Dutch test, which I had last week, but I was waiting to talk to you about the dexamethasone before I started it. The other one hasn't come yet, and I actually had a phone call from one of your staff yesterday, you know, saying that there'd been a problem at the lab, and they dropped the ball and hadn't sent it to me. So I've had a couple of phone calls from the lab today getting all of my information correct, and they're sending it out. They said it'll go tomorrow.
Yeah, because usually it comes within a few days. It takes a long time once you send it in because they have to culture and do all that. It's usually 10 to 14 days once you send it. It's generally not 14 days to order it. So good. I'm glad you got that straightened out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do that and make sure you follow their instructions. Don't eat beets within, you know, a few days because it might be look like blood in the stool. But they give you all the instructions in there.
Okay. And I'm still having problems with hot flashes.
How often are they happening?
Oh, I've had multiple while I'm sitting here on the conference call.
When did you first stop your periods?
I had the partial hysterectomy. That would be like 15 years ago, 20 years.
Oh. And have you had hot flashes ever since?
Yeah. And they started when I was 52, and I'm 65.
And have you ever been now or before on any hormones, bioidenticals or other?
I did try them for a brief time.
Okay, right after?
Probably about 5 years after.
Okay. And have you, was it bioidentical or was it Premarin or do you remember?
Bioidentical.
Bioidentical. And what was the outcome? Or why did you stop?
Part of the trying that was to see if it would help with my sleep problems. And, you know, it didn't make any difference there, but it certainly did help with the hot flashes.
It did help with the hot flashes. Okay. Yeah. And you stopped it because why?
It wasn't helping with the hot flashes. I mean, with the sleep problems.
But it wasn't.
And, you know, we sort of felt that maybe the hot flashes were under control.
Okay. And did they slowly come back or did they come back right away?
They seem to go through periods where I have them and then they'll subside somewhat and then they'll come again.
Okay. Is there any correlation with when you have the mouth outbreak and things like that?
I haven't connected the two, no.
Okay. Just curious if there's like a, you know, when there's a stress in the system, if it's causing an activation of that. The Dutch test is going to give us a really nice comprehensive overview of where all those hormones are. If you're going to do it, just go ahead and do it like today, even if you can. Starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Once you've finished it, have you tried any just temporary symptomatic kind of things for it, like black cohosh,
ashwagandha,
any of those?
Ashwagandha, rhodiola.
Okay, not directly related to hot flashes. Okay, so one of the things, if you want to get the relief while we're getting to the root cause, because I'm a big fan of let's get to the root cause, but it takes a little while if there's something that might give you relief. I would say something like black cohosh, need a tincture, or Dong Quai, or some combination, I found to be very effective for a lot of folks to just help to calm the hot flashes down.
Sorry, you said black cohosh
and? Black cohosh and Dong Quai, DONQUAI.
Are they both tinctures?
You can get them in tinctures or capsules or powders. There's a lot of ways you can get them, but you can get them in tinctures. So if you prefer no tinctures, then you can get them capsules. Or I know that Dong Quai, Angelica, you could probably get as a powder. But I'm not sure about the black cohosh.
Would I take one or the other, or would I take a combination?
Well, I would start with one, and I would see how that does. If it completely helps, then you got your answer. If it just partially does, and you can try adding the other one to it. And there's other things that we could do, you know, other herbs. But those are the ones that come to mind for you. But there might be others as well, and then you come up with a combination. There are companies that make the combination formulas, but it's hit or miss with a combination formula because you just don't know. And if you have a bad reaction to a combination, who knows, right? You don't know which of the combination, you know. So I usually like to start with singles, and if we find a combination that works well, not to say don't keep taking the ashwagandha and rhodiola, because those are good for supporting their adaptogenic. But I would give that a try, but after you do your Dutch test.
Okay. Should I wait also until after I do the stool analysis before? I've really quit taking, because I thought I'd have these test kits before now, I've really quit taking anything extra.
Yeah, just so I think that would be. Idea. Just let's see what your body's doing. In fact, as I think about it, Don Quai, just stick with the black cohosh, because Don Quai is often, it's related to liver stagnation, and often people who need the Don Quai have a dry constipation, and that's not what you have. So I would stick with the black cohosh for now. There's other things like clover, and there's also sorts of things that can help. But let's just start with that one and see, just to get you some relief.
Okay, and just take the dosage that's indicated on
the... I would take the dosage indicated, yeah, as a starting point. And you can always ask them, this is what happened. Or if you find that it helps a little, you can always do a little bit more and see if more helps. But give it a good week. I've had people get results within 2 days.
Oh, okay. That would be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice because it's so fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are my questions. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. So who else? Somebody just came on. Carol just came on. There she is.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Dr. Rita Marie. I'm going to get you off my phone because I was driving home.
Oh, okay.
So, and now I got to get on Zoom. So
okay.
I just made it in. So
all like, right. Oh. Come back. We'll come back around to you. I'll go to Patricia because she just joined us.
Oh, okay.
All right. Patricia.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just joining in here.
I'm glad you're here.
I just came back from Cusco. Yes. So.
From, oh, where?
Cusco. I live in Peru.
Oh, in Peru. How nice. That's right. Peru. Yeah.
Yeah. So still trying to just maintain the practice. but it's going well. It's going well. I kind of know what I shouldn't eat for raising sugar. Yeah.
Good. So you've been working on sugar and...
Yeah. Getting that really controlled, and I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if I can do the metabolic reset. That's my goal.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're pretty close to being able to if you've figured out the foods and you just have to design your month. And, you know, realistically, even if you just eat the stuff in the green on that, there's a lot of choices.
Totally. That's mostly what I'm eating is the green. Yeah.
Good. And there's a lot of choices. So you really are doing the metabolic reset.
Right.
Yeah. And if you want, you sign up for those messages because the messages are very inspiring. People call them the love notes.
Oh.
Because every day, if you go to the metabolic reset page, there's one page that's, I can't remember what it's called, but there's one that's preparing and then there's one that's transitioning and there's one in the middle.
Mm.
Go there. It'll have a button to say sign up for the metabolic reset messages here. You'll get a message a day. It's a little short audio from me, you know, just keeping you going and inspiring, some inspiring quotes, and people find them really, really helpful.
Is that in the body balance metabolic reset thing? Because I'm not in the sweet spot.
No, yeah, it's in the body balance. Okay. Yeah.
Module 3, yeah.
Module 3. It's totally in there in module 3. The only thing, you know, I rearranged the foundations module a little bit for sweet spot, and that's going to be moved over. That's a good reminder to me to ask my web guy to do that. But he didn't want to move anything over to body balance as I was making changes. So as we had the live people through, I made some changes to simplify. So it won't make a difference. It's not like there's major change. I'm just going to go to...
Good, thank you.
Yeah, I would say go there and check it out. I was just looking to see what the name of the module is, so what the name of the page is. He said, okay, where is it? Body balance. Stabilize blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And it's metabolic reset. It's just organized a little bit different because you guys have more stuff on your dashboard. They just have the sweet spot. Yeah, if you If you just go into where it says metabolic reset, on that page, there's those tiles. It says preparation, 30-day metabolic reset phase, and then it says daily messages. And you click get started, and there's a button. Let me see. A button on that page that says click here to start or restart your day one message. So if you get through and you go, oh, I want to start this over again, you can always come back here and restart it.
Okay. Kind of like you have that 30-day heart math meditation thing. So those are like messages, you know, from you.
Yep, exactly. These are a little shorter than those because these they're just more inspirational, really. And there's some good information, but it's not like, oh, and just more stuff to learn. No, it's just, they're fun and they're light and yeah, it's just to keep you going. Okay?
Okay, good. Thank you.
Good. All right. Is there anybody else I haven't talked to? And then I'm going to, Kathy just came on. Oh, there, Carol, you came back. You're still on your phone.
No, I'm off my phone.
Oh, okay. It looks like your phone because it's the shape of your phone. Anyway. Okay.
Oh yeah. I'm on my iPad. Hi everyone. Oh. Hi, Dr. Rita Marie. Yeah, I was working, so I was like, oh, I got it. Yeah, anyway. So, yes, I've been working with Lynn, and I'm still having problems sleeping, but I haven't got to do my main issue is just sleeping.
Falling asleep and, or staying asleep?
Staying asleep is my problem. I'm so tired, but unfortunately, I can, like, fall asleep driving, which is not good. Yeah. And sometimes, and then it's like, okay. And yeah, and then I try to go to bed at the same time and everything. And I go to bed. If I'm really tired, I go to bed like at 8:30. If I try to go to bed at 8:30, because I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I try to be at work at 6. Yeah, so I try to go to bed at 8:30. If I can't do that, then it's usually between 9 and 9:30. I make sure I try to, you know.
It sounds like you're really
good. Just because I don't sleep straight through the night. And so, but anyway, so yeah, Lynn suggested, and I still have to do that, is the organic acid test. And so I have to get that. But I was just listening to you guys. Thank you for doing the program. Being this past weekend, and so anyway, and I was just curious for myself, and I don't know how much that would help, but like the Dutch test and the gene dynamics.
The gene test. You do like through 23andMe or whatever, and then you run it through the genetic detoxification report to get an idea.
Okay. I just didn't know. Because I don't know nothing about my genes, and I didn't know. And then, like I said, and then you recommend the Dutch, and just to see, I just kind of want a baseline for me, because I've been going to so many functional medicine doctors and so many, you know, holistic and naturopath doctors for the past 8 years.
Trying to solve the sleep
years.
Problem.
Trying to solve, and you know, and I do energy work on myself too, and you know, a lot of. And I need to have more fun, which, you know, I don't. So, and I see that, and I'm trying to work on that. And, you know, I do meditate, and, you know, I do exercise. So, but I probably don't eat consume a lot. I haven't got on the chronometer left because that is just so time consuming. It just stresses me out to get on the chronometer because I do the intermittent fasting. I really just eat once a day.
What time do you eat?
I eat usually like at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
When I come home from work. So if I go to the grocery store, the latest it would be like 6 o'clock. So so I had my salads. I mean, I gave up meat like 5 months ago, so I still have that stool issue, and I haven't gotten any digestive with it being foul. I haven't gotten any digestive enzymes yet because I haven't had a chance to order any of that yet, and still kind of checking around to see. I mean, I bought some like at Fresh Thyme Market or whatever, just some simple ones. But I do, and if I do get hungry, sometimes in the morning, sometimes I'll do a protein shake with all the vegetables in it, all the greens, and then just my protein powder. Okay. So, and then I drink, you know, plenty of water.
Okay, so you are drinking plenty of water. So when you get your dinner, you said salads. Tell me what a typical is.
Okay, so my dinner, really, because I do my Instapot, so really, it's salads with peppers, red onions, tomatoes. I love mushrooms, so I steam my mushrooms. I do broccoli and I do cauliflower. I steam that in my Instapot. I don't really like it raw, so I don't do a lot of raw stuff. But basically, and then I put some, and knowing I've been on the Sweet Spot Solution with you guys, so I know my sugar levels. And okay. So I do my, if I do have a little fruit, it's not much, but I do have, you know, my blueberries, bean cherries, sweet cherries was in season, so I did them. I love them. And yeah, so I eat my fruit and that's it. Oh, I love my, the only fast I do I love my, in my salad dressings, I just do like a balsamic vinegar. And I do this one that uses, it's an organic one, I forgot. It's all organic, but it does use a little bit of olive oil in it. Because I don't want to do a lot of oils, but I do the Miyoki's cashew butter on my, every day I have to, on my broccoli and my cauliflower, because okay. I just love it so much. But as far as that's the only fats, and then like I said, whatever oil I put in my salads, that's when I buy the organic bottles. I mean, I have made some of yours, but I do, you know, which I love the recipes because I bought your book too for the recipes. But yeah, so I do the like I said, they are all organic and it does have, I don't know what percent of oil, but it does have the olive oil in it.
And tell me your reason for avoiding fat.
Because I'm still have fat that I need to lose. I still have my stomach and I still want to lose, like, actually I gained 10 pounds in the last couple months. I'm like, oh, and then I lost it when I did the green cleanse. I lost like 5 pounds. And then since I've been back eating the nut butter, I gained it back. Oh, so I guess I'm eating too much of this nut butter. And anyway, so yeah.
Where are you eating nut butter? Is that with the, I didn't hear you say that.
The Miyoki's cashew.
Oh, bacon, the cashew cheese.
Fermented nut butter. And then I steam my vegetables, I put that in it.
Okay.
And then, but see, I do nuts and seeds. So maybe I think I'm doing too much nuts and seeds.
Okay. So you are
too,
doing
okay. Maybe. I don't know. That's why. But anyway, but they said a little bit, but sometimes because I don't know, just to, yeah, I don't know. But anyway, okay.
I'm going to stop you there.
Okay.
So I've heard you say, I don't know, about 5 times.
Right.
The last like 30 seconds.
Okay.
Okay. So you do know.
Okay.
Okay. And right. Stopping, you know, doubting yourself, you know, like, you know what you're eating and you're having a sense that too much fat's not good for you. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear of anything in there that was omega-3s though. That's my concern. I didn't say chia seeds, flax seeds, hemp seeds, walnuts.
I do flax seeds, 2 tablespoons of flax seeds, two tablespoons or chia seeds every day. In my, protein, when I do protein powder, and if I don't do protein powder, then or mix it in my greens, pretty much at least 5 times a week. Okay. And I do that 5 times a week. And then I do the, if I don't do that, then I do my, I always do the walnuts, almonds. My nuts are almonds, is almonds, walnuts, Brazil nuts for the selenium. I only do 2. And then, a little bit of cashew, not much since I buy the cashew butter, and that's it. And okay. Sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds.
So I know you said it's a challenge to do the chronometer. What if you just did it for 2 or 3 days on a typical day? And okay. Here's why. I want to know, are you actually eating more your size, or has your metabolism downregulated itself from only eating one meal a day? And if that's the case, there are things we can do to help move it up. The other thing I'd love you to test is ketones.
Oh, my ketones, okay.
Yeah, let's see.
Yeah, I got to get the keto meter, okay.
You may be somebody that doesn't get into ketosis easily. And how, have you ever done any fasting? Like, you know, you've done almost 24 hours every day because you're only eating one meal.
Right.
Have you ever done more, like two or three?
Yeah, I've done a 4-day fast like 2 months ago.
Okay. And what did you notice after the 4-day fast?
I had a lot more energy. I wasn't hungry, but I didn't, barely lost weight. I probably lost like 3 pounds.
Okay.
So
4 days.
And then awesome. The sleeping was a little bit better. Yeah. So, and yesterday I did a complete fast because I'm going to try to do a 4-day fast right now. So yesterday I did a complete fast and I was so hungry, and then, but no, I just drank a whole bunch of water. And but now today I feel great.
The first day is the challenge. It's psychologically so hard. Oh, I'll just start tomorrow. I just want to eat now. Yeah. Oh, I'll just start tomorrow. I just want to eat now.
The temptation was very hard.
My fourth day, actually. Wait, today's the fourth day? Yeah, I'm on my fourth day of a supposed to be 5-day fast, and I've been bargaining with myself all day. No, I'll just make it a 4-day fast. I don't have food. I'll just make it a 4-day fast. I'm like, no, make it a 5-day fast, you know? I like to do 5.
Yeah, so I'm just seeing if that would jump my...
I think it's a good way to jump, but I'd love to see you get the ketone meter and just
okay,
like
yeah,
what's going on to see, you know, and plateauing and seeing if you can do things to get yourself into that maximum, what they call the maximum state of autophagy.
Mm-hmm.
And it may take repeated fasts like once a month for a while, right? To just
right.
get into that state. But then figure out how many calories a day you're actually eating. Because what happens a lot of times is people restrict. And the metabolism slows down, and then you're tired and you fall asleep early, but then you wake up early. And so I'm just wondering if that's what's happening with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So the fasting periods will help you to reset, and then you can actually increase your calories a little bit in between and not gain weight. So that's what I'd like to see with you. Chronometer, mm-hmm. Even if it's just a day or two, just
okay.
sense, you know, do it typically
right.
and then do it after your fast, I guess. And then the other. Now with the sleep, what time do you wake up?
I only get like two hours of sleep before I wake up.
Okay.
So, and then it's like, oh my God, I woke up and it's like, oh my God. And then, but then Lynn says, and I haven't because I ran out of strips, but she says to check my glucose levels when I wake up. And so absolutely. I have to buy my strips because I want to do that too.
Absolutely.
So,
because you want to see if you're waking up because of high cortisol. Now in the sleep module, have you gone through all the different strategies in there? You
know? Yeah. In the sleep module, I did read through that. Yes. And I've done, I mean, I haven't filled out the papers or anything, but yeah, I've done. Yeah. What it says to do.
You've taken some of the herbs.
So I have, like I said, no, I have, I done, you know, the no, I haven't done it. The only herbs I've taken is, which I had already is for sleeping, because I was seeing an herbalist like in January, a natural herbalist. And in it was ashwagandha powder. I had a tea of skullcap, lemon balm, hops. And yeah, so I haven't done any of the, and I have some tinctures. I
did that help at all? That those herbs, did that help at all? No. Mm-mm. Okay. So have you ever done phosphatidyl serine?
No, I don't even, never heard of
phosphatidyl
that.
Phosphatidyl serine helps to just bring down cortisol. So first thing to do is test your blood sugar when you wake up to see if it's
okay.
And then doing a Dutch test. I know you mentioned a few tests. The first one I wouldn't go to would be, I wouldn't go to organic acids right away. I would be looking at a Dutch test for you.
Okay.
Because I see the sleep. I want to see your circadian cycle. The thing when you order the Dutch test, well, I want to see if we can get you some extra strips so that you can do it every time you wake up during the night.
Okay. And then when I order it from you guys through there, right, and just ask for extra strips?
You order through us, and then you'd have to call the lab and say, hey, can I get, like, how many times throughout the night do you wake up?
Like 4.
four extra strips.
Okay.
I have nighttime awakening. I want to find out what's happening. I want to see what's really going on. Is my cortisol spiking or going down? Can you give me extra strips? The other option is to, I think they also do saliva, that because it's easier to, mm-hmm. when you wake up, to do a saliva thing.
Okay.
So that's something you can do. And if you have any difficulties, let us know and we'll try calling.
Okay. Okay, so do the touch test. Okay. And then can you spell, so weight, and I, because I don't know how to spell that word you just said,
phosphatidylserine. Let me put it in the chat.
Okay. Oops. And so get some of that, and you guys sell that?
We don't sell supplements, but you can go to the doctor's supplement store.
Yeah, doctor's supplement store, okay.
And they will have it.
Okay.
One of the things I really like, where's my chat? Oh, there it is. Okay.
Where is the chat at on this here? I'm on my iPad, so I don't. Okay. Okay.
Phosphatidylserine. Now, there's a brand, Apex Energetics.
Okay.
That has a cream called Adrenacom.
Mm-hmm.
Do not take any of this stuff before you do a Dutch test. If you're going to do a Dutch test soon, don't take any of this stuff until you do. So my recommendation would be to get that, because I just don't want to see you skew the test results.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So I do take like magnesium and vitamin D. So do I need to stop my vitamins or whatever I'm doing, my CoQ10 or whatever?
No.
No. Oh, okay.
It's hormones. If you're taking cortisone, like
I take vitamin B12, but I don't take any hormone stuff.
If you're not taking any hormones, no, you don't have to stop.
Okay.
It'll tell you when you get the test, but I'd order that right away.
Okay, then I'm going to do that then right away. Okay, yeah.
But I think the middle of the night ones could be really helpful.
Okay. So call them after I order it from you, call them up and say I need 4 extra.
Yeah, tell them, that you've got this or, what you should get is the kit. So when you get the, I'm not sure. Lynn, do you have any ideas on what the best way to do this is to get the extra strips? I don't know if we have, we have an account with them where we can order a specific thing, which is the main test. I don't know if we have an arrangement where we can say, order the extra strips, which would, cost more. But I think they also do some saliva because the Dutch Supreme or whatever has saliva. So they may be able to give you saliva for during the night and the urine for the rest of it.
Well, I know the BioHealth for sure has you can get the extra cortisol awakening response.
You can do that and you can get extra strips from them too. But if we're doing the Dutch, which I really think we do.
I think there's once or twice we've written to them and asked them to include it. Okay. And I apologize for my lawnmowers being used.
I don't hear it.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so we can do that, and we can maybe when the order comes in, Angelica could just pick up the phone with them and say, and then we'll have to find out how much it is, and we'll just bill you for whatever the extra is.
Okay.
Dr. Rita Marie?
Yeah.
I have my Dutch kit here in front of me, and they do give you one extra overnight sample for people that wake up during the night.
Oh, they do?
Just one.
Just one, okay.
Yeah.
So...
because what they give you is one for dinner time at approximately 5 o'clock, one for bedtime, which is approximately 10 o'clock, an extra one in case you wake up in the night.
Okay.
And then one when you wake up in the morning and you take that within 10 minutes of waking. And then another one for 2 hours after you wake up.
Okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 samples.
Five samples. Okay. So, and what time? So you wake up at every 2 hours until morning?
Yes. Yes, it's about that.
And how long does it take you to get back to sleep?
Maybe, I'm so tired. Maybe I know I wrote, I need to calm down a little bit. So maybe 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay, it's not bad. Not like you're awake.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say do it for the first awakening. And then if we'll see what happens. We don't have to get the extra ones. She disappeared. She's still there.
Okay, wait a minute. Sorry, I had to
just order the regular Dutch. I didn't
just go with the regular one.
Yeah, just to order it, and the first time you wake up during the night, you do the sample.
Just do the sample. Okay.
This is the Dutch complete that I have.
The Dutch complete. Order the Dutch complete.
Dutch complete. Okay. Yeah. And then just go that route and just see what happens. Okay.
And then we'll see what you get, because it's likely to be the same reason of waking you up. And
right.
And as long, so that'll make it easier. Just go to the website, click the link, order it today. They'll have it to you usually within a week or less, you know.
Oh, okay.
And then you run it. And then we'll see where everything lies and make a decision. Because I'd hate to give you, the thing about it is the phosphatidylserine, if you start this phosphatidylserine and it lowers your cortisol and your cortisol is already too low, then it's not going to be fun for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Okay. Whereas ashwagandha, rhodiola, those kind of things are more, what would you say, adaptogenic, where they're going to go either way. They're not going to put you down. They're not going to stimulate you unless you need it. But then we'll be able to see exactly what you need.
Okay, cool.
Okay. In the meantime, do this 4-day fast.
Yeah.
Metabolism and do some chronometer and let's see where you go from there.
Okay. Yes. Okay? Bless you. Thank you. Yes.
Yes. Awesome. You're welcome. All right. Who else has some stuff they want to talk about? I said to a few of you, I want to come back to you. So raise your hand, wave to me if you're on the screen, and I'll open it up. Elizabeth.
Okay. Yeah. You said you had some ideas about inflammation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So when there's an acute injury, you know, there's the obvious, the ginger and turmeric. I don't know if you've done that, but upping your ginger and turmeric. One of the things I find is juicing ginger and then putting it in water and drinking like a teaspoon of ginger in a cup of water every hour can really help bring pain down.
Okay.
There's a particular supplement that I've seen amazing results with over the years, and I just keep going back to it, BCQ. From Vital Nutrients, BCQ. And BCQ stands for bromelain, boswellia, quercetin, and curcumin.
Oh, okay. Now I know several years ago I was doing something else for a natural treatment for my Dupuytren's contracture, and it was a bromelain quercetin combination in a pill, and it caused me diarrhea. So one of the two, I'm not sure which one it was.
One of the two are the excipients and the fillers.
It could have been, but the doctor said that it was probably one of the two of those that caused it. Yeah, or I mean, he said in the information sheets that sometimes these can cause.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, I could try it.
I mean, you can certainly try it, or you can try those two separately.
Right.
Yeah, the only reason I'm throwing it out is because it's acute, and I've seen some amazing results with acute stuff with that. I would say start with bromelain.
Okay.
Right? Bromelain just brings down those inflammatory chemicals. Easy to get. And if it doesn't cause you diarrhea,
okay.
And it does give you some relief, then great. You do turmeric as a food, right? And then quercetin's easy to get if you try the bromelain and it doesn't cause the diarrhea, then you can maybe assume that it was the quercetin.
Mm-hmm. Later. Okay.
But I think it's easy. And with the bromelain, you start with the one, you take it between meals, not with meals. And you start with one between, you know, twice a day. And if it seems to be, okay, I'm not really getting much result, or I'm getting a little bit of result, then go to a third one in between meals. But then just increase the dose at each one. Because some folks will have, I had one person who was not going to get another knee surgery. She had old meniscus tears and all this. And every time it flared up, she would just load up on the bromelain. I mean, she would literally do, I think she said she'd do like six between each meal, and it got rid of it. She got through it, and then she didn't have to have surgery. So, you know, everybody's a little different, but there's a lot of studies on sports injuries using bromelain. And since this was a trauma, you fell, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That certainly could be helpful.
Because another supplement that the fellow had me on is a couple years ago, and I still have some of it. It's a supplement called Inflamazyme.
Okay, that could be, because that probably has proteolytic enzymes and maybe some of these other things. Okay. Try it and see if that helps you.
Okay, I could try that.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's what's that one?
It's in. Is that also to take between meals?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah, anything with the word zyme in it, I'm assuming, has enzymes in it. And if it's not a digestive enzyme, you want to take it between meals.
Between meals, okay.
Inflammation.
That's good. And then the other thing is I got some DGL powder because I was going through that module and you mentioned about that. Because I noticed, like, I can easily be irritated by spicy foods. And so I figure maybe I don't have a strong enough stomach lining.
It doesn't, yeah. Exactly.
So... now it says to take an eighth of a teaspoon and put some in some water. How much water do you put it in? Just a little, or just to taste?
However you want. I mean, to taste. If you think it tastes awful, just put it in a little and scarf it down, and then follow it with something. I like the taste of it. I've actually used it other than in water. I used to make these little candies with licorice root in it. And it would be more of it was straight licorice, not that, but it was licorice powder. And my friends would just get, I would just feed them to my friends and they'd get energized because they couldn't keep up with me. And suddenly they go, oh yeah, maybe we can go for that hike. But that's a way to do it too. You can put it in food, but yeah, a little bit of water.
Right after the meal, it says right after meals.
Yeah. Right after meals is fine. You could do it before meals as well. The other thing that's helpful to go with that would be slippery elm.
Mm-hmm. I have some and I just forget to use it. You know, it's kind of like I have to, and then that, I think, is it just warm water or
it doesn't have to be boiling, but cold will clump it generally. So usually warm water. I usually just pour on the teapot and when it's,
is it bad to be boiling water or is that not bad
to be boiling, but it doesn't have to be. So if I turn on the tea kettle to do it and I forget about the tea kettle, well, then I do it boiling. But, you know.
So it doesn't hurt it if it's boiling.
No, but cold makes it clump, so you won't get nice, you know, mucilage. And you want to let it sit for about 5 minutes till it gets kind of thick.
Oh, okay.
And if you don't like it, I know people don't like the texture. I don't mind the texture. But if you don't like the flavor, you can always add a little bit of peppermint oil. No, I wouldn't do peppermint oil if you're having a little GI, but you can add some cinnamon. You can add any essential oils that you really like. To flavor it, lemon oil or orange oil or just a little bit of, you know, some kind of flavoring, vanilla, whatever it is you like the flavor of.
And sometimes the solids kind of go to the bottom. Do you drink the whole thing? Do you try to make sure it's just the liquid or the whole?
No, you don't want it to be liquid. You want it to be like a thickish.
Okay, so make sure to stir it up.
And stir it up real well, yeah.
Drink the whole thing. Okay.
Okay, that sounds good.
It's the powder. Make sure you get the powdered slippery elm, not the...
Yeah, that's what I have. I have the powder.
Yeah. The
powdered slippery elm bark tea.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect.
So yeah. So that you usually do before meals, right? Like you said,
after. That I usually do before meals. And you can put the licorice in that too. Or you can just wait till after for the licorice.
Oh, okay. So I could do either time? It'd be simpler if I just did it once.
That's what I usually do, but just because it's simpler and it's more likely that you're going to remember and comply. Lynn?
That's the whole thing. So many things.
I was just going to share a drink I like to do, you know, like you said, about 30 minutes beforehand. So I do about a half a cup of the slippery elm tea and then about a half a cup of almond milk or coconut milk or something like that. And then I sprinkle it with cinnamon and I found that to be really helpful.
Okay. And then cinnamon, and then I could add the DGL powder.
You could, if you wanted to, well, a half an hour. Yeah, you could. I mean,
I do that for digestive reasons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or it'd be better to wait and do the DGL right after. I mean, if I have something that I always do right after a meal, I'll remember to do it.
If that's the case, then do it that way.
Oh, okay. And then the other thing I just bought, my sister-in-law Susan told me, it was the fermented beet powder to help with the nitric oxide. So
it helps with nitric oxide, but it also helps with, it's a cholagogue. It helps move the bile so that that's better. It also helps increase the stomach acid.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Because I found that the 650 milligram HCL was a little too strong for me. And so I looked online and I found a 250 milligram one. And that one, I don't feel any pain or burning. So I've been taking that with my meals.
Hopefully you can, with the beetroot powder, and if you make sure your zinc status is good, you should be able to start making your own HCL and not need the HCL.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Who else? Raise your hand. Don't be shy. So we talked back to Sharon, came back on. I'm going to go back through my notes. Sharon, Cindy, Cindy, did you have anything more to add or needing help on?
Yeah, but I think Frances, I don't think she's talked yet.
Where's Frances? Frances did. I thought you were talking. Oh, you know who hasn't is Kathy. Kathy. Okay. Check in with us, Kathy. Where are you at? Thank you. So where are you at? And wait, let's unmute you. Where are you at and what do you need help with?
A solution to being diagnosed with common parathyroidism and then doing a CT scan and then a nuclear medicine scan, and they didn't find which parathyroid had gone rogue, causing my high calcium levels in my blood, and a 3% bone loss since my last bone scan 2 years ago. And she said I'm at 4 times the risk for falling compared to someone else my age because of this osteoporosis. And so I was all set to have surgery, remove the one parathyroid, but now they can't find it, that nuclear medicine. So I just had a conversation yesterday where they called me finally, and that I don't get a scan at Oregon Health Sciences University until September. Mm. So now it's, and that was, yesterday was July. So it's like, ooh, I'm waiting over a month to get one more scan. I just want the guy gone and get back focused on nutrition and healing legs.
Yeah. So what makes you know that if the scan came back negative, what is it that said that there was a bad parathyroid?
The endocrinologist that I'm seeing, that's quite the sleuth. She's, I believe, from India, and she just wears a detective hat like not all doctors do, and is determined to really check. I've never had so much blood work and things ordered along the way the last few months. But she said, it doesn't mean you don't have it. Sometimes this happens. And then she said it's the high calcium in the blood is one sign, and fatigue, and I can't remember what other symptoms, but probably mostly, and it was through Lisa. If Lisa Pilati, my personal coach, had not said, this is not right, and we need to look at this further, thus caused my primary doctor to refer me to the endocrinologist. And she quickly diagnosed me with this common hyperparathyroidism. And it doesn't sound like a big deal to me from the standpoint of, oh, we just find which one, remove it, and if the others keep functioning. She said the potential is there to reverse my osteoporosis, which I would love to do over time, of course, not overnight. But meanwhile, I'm left going, what is causing too high of calcium in the blood if it's not that?
If it's not the parathyroid.
Parathyroid. Right now, we're still assuming it is. So I'm getting one more type of scan, but not till September 6th. So in the meantime, I'm kind of left to wonder.
Okay, so here's what I would say. Let's not wonder about the parathyroid. It's not life-threatening, and you can wait until September. But in the meantime, the bone is what I want to address. So what can we do to support you in building back bone strength? Okay. So I've got ideas. So tell me.
Okay, so then I would, my question to you, and I do want to just listen and hear all kinds of things that you might say. But so you see about a product called algae cow, and that sounded good. I did not purchase any because I thought, wait, maybe we need to get things back. But I'm not taking calcium, so I'm open to anything you have to say.
Yeah, so we don't want to have you taking calcium because there's already a lot in there, right? And it may not be getting to the bones, but we don't want to exacerbate and cause calcium deposits in various places in your body.
Okay. Yes. And I've become a little bit paranoid about falling because I do use a walker. I'm a heightened a little bit fear involved.
So there are other things that are important for bone.
Okay.
Silica is super important. Magnesium, super important. What I find is that this combination of herbs is like a miracle. We just had somebody came on yesterday's call and said how she just started it a year ago. And her, you know, her bone, she did the NTX test, which was saying that she was breaking down, and now she went back. A year later, she's in the premenopausal, the excellent range for premenopausal, and she's 68 or something. Okay.
And I'm 7.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Right around your age. So this is it. Nettles. So easy. Nettles.
Okay.
Horsetail. Alfalfa. Here's what you do. With the nettles and the alfalfa, unless you have a ragweed kind of allergy, in which case the alfalfa might be a problem. Okay.
Not that I know of. I'm pretty good in the allergy area.
So nettles, horsetail, alfalfa.
Okay.
You're going to take you can just simply take the nettles and the alfalfa and you just grind them up and throw them in a smoothie or a sauce or a dip or a cheese or in anything.
Okay. So I'm working with, Karen Osborne.
Yay.
And so I can have her help me focus on that. But when you just said what you said on nettles, horsetail, and alfalfa, am I buying them in a powder form?
Yeah. Or sometimes it comes not already powdered. They come as like leaf, like a basil. You know, it looks kind of like that. I find that it works better. What I do is I grind them and I put small amounts of them in a spice jar. And I just keep it by my... where I'm working, and I just, you know, dump it in a smoothie, dump it in a sauce, dump it in a whatever. The good news is they don't really taste like much of anything. So you can pretty much throw it in anything. Say to Karen, you want to focus on the bone building recipes.
Okay.
She just did a bone building recipe on Sunday at our workshop.
I saw that.
Right. So she's totally into this. Ask her also about some yoga poses for the bone building. But she will help you. She created, and also go to the booklet that we have on ERC. It's in the nutrition pillar, and it's Eating for Bone Health. And we have a booklet, a recipe booklet, a guidelines booklet of all the nutrients and stuff, and we have a recipe guide and a video.
Okay, and then going back to nettles, horsetail, and alfalfa, and I'm going to grind them. I'm going to put them in the jar. I'm going to start using them everywhere. Where do you suggest I buy these from?
Mountain Rose Herbs.
Oh, okay, perfect. I was placing an order for them.
With the horsetail, it's a little trickier. I used to just grind it up until I started to study it and found out that there's a vitamin B2 inhibitor in the raw horsetail. But you have to cook it. So basically what you can do is you can pour boiling water over it, put it in a jar, let it sit overnight on your counter, and then the next day strain it out and you have the liquid and you just use that. Or you can use, you don't even have to strain it. If you're dumping it in a smoothie, you can just take the you know, wet gobs of leaf and you just dump the whole thing in your smoothie, and that's your base of your smoothie, the water base.
I can do that.
Yeah. I just spoke to a friend of mine who I told this about 10 years ago, and 6 months later, she went back in and her numbers had reversed, her bone scan, and I saw her 10 years later, and she said to me, you know, what you told me 10 years ago is still working. I'm 10 years older. She's 69, and she said, "My just did another bone scan, and it's fine."
Yes, and if you were my doctor, or pretend that I had a bone scan a couple months ago and I had one 2 years prior to that, when I start doing these things you just suggested, which I am going to do, I love Karen, I believe in you, and I'm going to get all these things and I'm going to start, when should I have my next bone density scan?
Okay, this is a great question. The bone density, you probably want to wait 6 months because it's not going to show. But there's another test you can do. It's called NTX, N-telial peptides. What it does is it measures the degree of bone building versus bone breakdown. We're constantly in the realm of we break down bone, we build new, we break down bone, we build new. Okay. And so you basically do that test and you can do that in a month just to see if you're which direction you're going in. Right. And if it's still going in the down, then you're going to have to up your game. More cruciferous vegetables.
Oh, I love cruciferous.
Super important to add the cruciferous vegetables. And those are great things. Now there's specific herbs, specific nutrients, and there's all kinds of stuff like that. But I think this is a great starting point because food, you want to keep it simple.
Yes. Question for the NTX test that I have never heard of. Where do I just go to my primary doctor and say, could you order this
test? You can start with that. If they don't know what it is, they won't have a clue. Then you can go to Direct Labs, or I don't know if Allen Hopkins Lab does it. Do you know that? I don't know. No. So directlabs.com or directlabs.com/Dr. Rita Marie, and you'll see my panels.
Okay. And I'm first going to ask my doctor because... Sure. It doesn't hurt to find out what she knows. She's a DO, my primary doctor.
But she's a DO, so she's going to be more open to it.
Okay.
Now, the other way, if she has an account with Genova Diagnostics, the kind of equivalent to NTX is their OsteoNex.
Okay, hold on just a minute. Does she have an account with Genova?
Yeah, Genova Diagnostics.
Oh, Diagnostics. Okay. And then?
Yeah, and if so, order the OsteoNex for you. And that's similar. It has the degree of bone breakdown and bone building.
OsteoNex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Got it?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Howard, it's like having a plan. I'm not very good about patience. That's why I have opportunities to keep learning it. But yet, I like it when there's a plan to do something, but something smart, not just desperate anything willy-nilly.
Right. Something like smart that's working on a problem. We're still working on really finding out what that root cause is. If the root cause is the parathyroid and the elevated calcium in there, make sure your vitamin D is good.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Because that's super important. Okay.
Okay. And do you recommend, I probably have it in notes from previous presentations, but since it's today and I'm either low or out of vitamin D3, I was going to order from PuraThrive because I, want that K2 in there, whatever. Do you have a brand or brands or sources you would send me to for new vitamin D?
There's a bunch that I've liked. I'm partial to the liquid. I know somebody I just spoke to earlier today was doing the Mercola spray, sublingual spray, and her numbers went from down to up to 100 within a few months. Then she stopped taking it because she thought she shouldn't because it was 100. And then it fell back down again to 40. So she's going to go back. But it's important when you get your vitamin D to where you want it to be that you don't just stop. We want to play the juggling act. Okay. This much took me to get to here. I don't want to keep going. Maybe I have it or 25% less or whatever. And sometimes it just takes a little playing around with it to get it ideal. So you know exactly how much to take.
I do. I'm big on the D and it's a tip that I give to most people of how to reduce their chances of getting most cancers by 40 to 50% is to get your D3.
Right. And there's a balance because too much D will affect the calcium absorption.
But I've never gotten to 90, so I'm not worried. I kind of know I don't go over 10,000 units while I'm building. Well, except for when the doctor, we do a little 5-day thing. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I just take 8 to 10,000 a day and then kind of recheck and see if
I can. Recheck.
Yeah.
And you can do it through the lab, and if the doctor will order it, great, because it'll go on your insurance. But there is a home vitamin D test that you can do. It's no cheaper than doing it in the lab. The advantage is you don't have to go to the lab and get your blood drawn out of your vein. It's a blood spot.
Okay. So any brand of liquid that you like?
Yeah, so Premier Research, Biotics, Thorne has the one with the K2.
Which one was that?
Thorne has a K2
liquid combination.
There's the patches. You can always get a patch that you can wear on the
time. Done that. I've done the topical.
Yeah. So those are the ways I'm using.
Okay. That's great. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I see Jules came on. I hadn't seen you before. Hi, Jules. You want to speak or is she frozen? Looks like she's frozen or sleeping. It looks like she's frozen. Bummer. Okay. Oh, there she is. She moved. Hi, Jules.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can now. You look like you froze there for a minute. I said she's either sound asleep and just not moving at all, or she froze. I think you froze.
Actually, I heard you.
You heard me? Oh, we just didn't see you. Okay. So what's going on for you?
I am doing really good. I just joined the ERC, and I'm very excited about that.
I'm so happy because then I get to know you better and we get to really hang out more. Yay.
Yeah, I usually don't talk. I'm kind of shy. So.
Well, welcome.
Little getting to know you calls and, you know, we'll have an opportunity. So yay. Anything I can support you with today?
I was wondering about the horsetail. Should that be taken limited to maybe 10 days a month or?
What's the reason for that?
I was just told, a dentist said to use it because it builds up the enamel in teeth. Okay. But they said not to take it every day, to use it maybe 10 days a month. And I don't remember the reason they gave.
Yeah, I've never heard that before. It may be, you know, if you already have good bones and silica levels, but I don't know the reason. I mean, sometimes it's good to give your body a break from anything just to prevent it from getting it. If you're actually trying to build your bone because it's the density is low, I don't see any reason for not taking it every day. Just make sure you don't take it raw, you know, that you do the infusion of it first, because if you do take it raw, then your vitamin B2 levels will plummet.
Okay. Okay, good. That's good to know. So you said to soak it in hot water?
Yeah, you do kind of like you're making a tea out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you pour hot water over it, let it sit. I just let it sit overnight. You know, then it's really hardy. You don't have to. You can do it for half an hour.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good. I will do that because I was blessed with terrible teeth.
The time I was 10, they were all filled. The time I was 20, all the permanent ones were filled and had root to root canals. So some of us have that low nose sash. We just don't have the teeth genes, I guess. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for me, it was the M&Ms and Kool-Aid, I'm sure, contributed a bit.
Oh, I think so, me too.
All right. Well, thank you.
Dr. Rita Marie, question on the horsetail. What about a tincture? Would that be as effective as a soaking?
I'm not sure it would because, you know, I learned from David Winston, who he's an amazing herbalist, and he said he feels like when you either tincture it or infuse it, you actually lose some of the calcium and the other structural minerals that they stay in the solid. So think about the solids being like, you know, our spine, our bony parts. It's like, that's the part of the plant that has that. So he felt like it wasn't as effective if you did a tincture as if you did it where you did the infusion and then used the clump of stuff at the same time. Like you really maximized it. The reason for making an infusion with it is to heat it so that you kill off the enzyme inhibitor that inhibits the B12, B2. Yeah.
So the making it into a tincture wouldn't take care of that same issue?
Because in a tincture, you've still got all the solute that you strain out.
It's
still going to be some of that. It's not going to say it's not going to have as effect. It's not going to be effective. I think it'll just not be as effective.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, thanks.
Sure. Who else?
This is Fran.
Where are you? Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
You moved.
I just, since I kind of missed last month and I'm kind of restarting, I was just wondering maybe where I should start then.
Well, yeah, let's see. Because it sounds like where you left off, you did some of the digestive stuff and you were recommending right. it to friends. How do you feel your digestion is doing right now?
I know I started more because of the rash I had, and the rash is better. I definitely, since January, cut out any sugar except for stevia. Okay. And I think I've been doing pretty good with that. But I think my issue, again, it comes to stress. And, you know, sometimes it just, that's my income part. And that was pretty stressful the past 2 months. But
right. Yeah. Yeah. I would ask you this on the transforming stress. Have you gone through that whole?
Yeah, I have. I just have to review it again because again, mm-hmm. a lot of that is kind of just, I think I need to make like a poster and put it up so I see it every day. I did.
You go on to autopilot because the stress response gets imprinted in your brain and we're having to overshadow it. What I would recommend that you go back and start those stress messages.
Okay.
Start them over again. And every month when it ends, start it again.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I think some of that is that, and then I did have that candida and parasites again, maybe January, but haven't been tested again to see where any of that is. I did a couple parasite candida cleanses.
Okay.
So I don't feel much better, but I did do the cleanses. So
have you done the assessment in the digestive, the candida and the leaky gut one?
Yeah, I just redid them because I couldn't find where they went, and so I just redid them this week. And I'd have to get those scores.
Are they high? Did you notice if
you know? It didn't say they were, but again, when I look at symptoms, it's more. I don't ever feel like stomach symptoms, or I do smoothies and juices and all that. So my bowel movements and stuff is pretty good. And so it's more, I think, that brain stuff. So, but again, going over the sugar, you know, I thought, well, that's kind of interesting too, because I never thought of that.
Yeah, I would go there. I mean, you can eventually get a stool test if you want to see, but if you've gone through that, you've gone through the cleanse, your gut feels good. Yeah. Then I would look at focusing on the blood sugar. I'd look at focusing on doing the testing, Mojo or however you want to do it, to test it. I like having the Keto Mojo because you can test both the ketones and the sugar. And then I would really focus on that and then do the 30-day metabolic reset.
Oh, okay. And that's in the belly module, or the, what is it, the sugar?
Sugar one, module 3.
Okay. And then I haven't done the labs yet, so that's kind of something I thought I could do at this point. Mm-hmm. If there's something, I forget which module that went over.
First module, we talked about some of the labs you could do if you were interested in doing labs. You could do just the basic panel to see where you're at.
Okay.
I would also add the hemoglobin A1C and the insulin to that.
Okay.
There is, if you go to runmylabs.com, there's a sweet spot panel.
Oh, okay.
And it actually has all the things that would be related to blood sugar.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's been hard for me to do stevia only, but I have done it. And I know if I wasn't making myself, I would go to sugar. So I think because it does give you that lift. And so I think that might be, but again, I think some of it is, you know, how to deal with, I think I'm like at the point, because I don't know if it was this or some other program, that I've been under so much stress for so many years that, like, I'm at the point, if I even have to go to a big function, I'm like, no, I just want to sit home and rest. Or if somebody, like, I have tenants and they can just get, I'm not saying, again, you know, some of that is maybe they're, and nothing against them being foreign, but they don't, do things the way we're asking them to do it, and then they're not getting the results because they're not sending stuff in to get fixed, and then they're upset because, you know what I mean, that
yeah,
if somebody yells at me,
property owner and renting, it's very stressful, and it's you learning the coping. You're not going to get out of that business real soon, right? And so when you can't change out there,
yeah,
you have to change is in here. Right.
Right.
So redo the transforming stress. There was okay. a tapping bonus that we had. Hopefully it's posted. Lynn, is it posted? Tapping bonus? It should be. You know, to teach you some of those methods.
Okay.
And just taking those moments, right? Those just,
yeah,
not a lot. People think about, I don't have time. It's literally a minute or two, and the refreshing that it gives,
yeah,
the memory improvement that it gives you is so worth it because you get back more time than it takes to do it.
Okay. Would that help? Because what I'm noticing is that I get so agitated then if somebody's like asking me to do stuff, not with the rentals, but other, even other things, that I'm just kind of almost flying off the handle, and it's just not really good.
Yeah, that's you got to just, that takes repetition. That's
yeah.
why I say with HeartMath, do it at least 5 times a day, once before each meal, once in the morning, and once at night. But you don't have
okay.
to limit it to that. Because
yeah. okay.
before, it's a moment to moment.
And
yeah. it's noticing when you start to feel it. So in the transforming stress on the full page program, it will
yeah.
tell you how to tune into that. Like, what's going on in your body right now? Where are you feeling tension? When you start okay. to feel that tension, is when you do the breathing.
Yeah.
You go to the beach.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. And it's going to take repetition. I'm listening to a book. I listen to books when I run. And it's called something like, it's a runner who's talking about how it's called Let Your Mind Run. And it was basically her going from, you know, like stress and to really studying these mindfulness practices and this positive thinking stuff and incorporated into her racing. She's professional runner, incorporated into her racing, and how, you know, she'd be saying, oh, and then I started to think X. And I went, oh, what if I thought Y instead? And what if I thought X? And then what if I think it, what if I redo the perspective? And it's like redoing your perspective. Like whenever you see yourself getting mad, like I said, at the driver in front of you, or that the light bulb went out, like, you know, it's sometimes people get so stressed out about the littlest things. My husband will be like screaming. I think he's dying. And it's because the light
yeah.
bulbs broke, or
yeah.
he broke the glass yeah. in the sink or something like that, because the nervous system is on that hypervigilant mode. Some of us have the genes that predispose us to being more hypervigilant versus the, I don't want to be happy types, right?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
have to really be working with that constantly. I have all those. I have, there's a whole bunch of GAD and MAO, and I have them all. If I were actually living out what my genes showed, I'd be a basket case that couldn't get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you can
now, is that methyl test in there too? That methyl, like if
well,
you
that's
have
the gene testing.
Huh?
That's the genetics testing. And we do that in we don't do it in our other programs just because it's the kind of thing where there's just a lot to it. And what we do is people get their genes tested and they submit their reports. And then we get on an all day marathon session where we go through everybody's genes. You learn from each other's and then you're looking at them.
Okay.
We only do that in ERC.
Oh, okay.
And if
right.
you want to, you know, talk to Lynn about joining us for that, we still have open enrollment and we're going to be open, you know, for another couple of weeks, but I think we only have about what, 10 spots left. Is all?
Is that the email you sent recently? I wasn't sure what that was about. Something about
sent an email that you can talk to Lynn about what the next steps would be.
Oh, okay.
And that's a program, and you can transfer, and we give you $1,000 off. So basically, you've gotten whatever you've done in body balance; it's free up until now, even though you've gotten 6 months, and then you just transfer to the ERC. And then you get
okay.
a full year from now till next September, so September to September. And it's more, this is more intimacy because like Kathy was saying, my coach, she is a personal coach.
Oh, okay.
And she meets with her personal coach on a regular basis who sits down with her and goes through all the labs. And several people on this call are in that program. So if it's something that you're interested in talking about, reach out, find that email, or Lynn can, you, why don't you put the link to your calendar in there that you've been, or the link to the apply. Is that what we've been doing? Having them go to the ERC apply page. And that way they get the questionnaire, and then she'll fill out a little questionnaire, and then she'll get on the phone with you.
Oh, okay.
And discuss if it's a good question.
Not really.
Super helpful to have that.
I was going to ask if you're interested. Yes, it was.
Somebody's open.
Upstairs soon. And,
it's Jules.
And what? I couldn't get any of my games on.
Oh, okay. She's got something going on in her background. Yeah, so, you know, if you want to talk to any of these folks or anybody on the call that's in ERC that wants to speak the value, you can certainly, like Kathy or Jay or someone else.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it's good reminders to, you know, it's health prevention, because, like, I never thought of all this blood sugar stuff, and I'm like, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and people don't even think about it. And,
no, they don't. And then they end up with diabetes, heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, you know?
Yeah, it's
right? And some of the signs, they're subtle, right? If you don't get the right testing. So we're taking you through all these systems, but with ERC, you get all that and a whole lot more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I did start the burst this morning though, and that did help a little bit. I thought, I mean, I only did the first one. But
well, start the sugar, because you've got, you know, start the blood sugar testing.
Okay.
Because that's really good for clearing the mind.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
You've got those issues and it's up and down and all over the place.
Yeah, I kind of wondered about that because of the moodiness and all that. I don't know. I mean, and again, a lot of it is mindset. I think so too. So, yeah. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, lower hand. All right, who else has their hand up? Frances, I just talked to. I'll lower her hand. Cindy, here you are. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. I just have a couple things. When I first started this, I had just, back in January, done a blood test telling me what my food sensitivities were. And I've kind of been going off of that and not really doing, I didn't do the food elimination on the program because I figured I already had it here done, but I'm not sure if, cause I'm getting a little confused because if I don't eat, what I think happens, and maybe I'm wrong, but when you eat something like almonds, for example, almonds, I'm sensitive to, I'm supposed to avoid almonds, but I think it's because I ate so many. And
Right. If you come up on a test like that, hey, I'm done in about 20 minutes. If you have a leaky gut and you follow one of those things and you don't address the leaky gut, the next time you come back, all those things will be fine because you eliminated them and there's a whole bunch of new ones. So I always feel like if somebody does one of those food allergy tests,
right,
more than six things, it's a leaky gut.
Okay. I've got a ton of things.
Okay, you got a ton of things. It's a leaky gut.
So I should just forget about that, because.
Well, not forget about it. So here's the thing: when they do those tests, they do like a 1, 2, or 3. They rate them like the mild, medium,
moderate, and low reaction.
Okay. Avoid. So the lows you should be able to eliminate for a month or two, and then test them back in, assuming you're healing your leaky gut. So you really do need to address that. With the moderates, maybe it's 3 months that you avoid them and then you add them back up. With the highs, I usually say avoid them for 6 months.
Okay.
And then add them back in, but slowly, carefully.
Okay.
But you have to be healing the leaky gut.
Okay.
Okay.
So I have 20 things I'm supposed to avoid. And so what I think I'll do is just go back through and actually do the elimination.
Knowing these things. So remember in the elimination diet, I say avoid these six plus anything you already know.
Right. So, okay.
Because sometimes something won't show on those tests. Those tests are not that accurate.
Right.
It's maybe an 80% accuracy. So if it says you're fine with gluten, but you're having all these issues, I'd stay away from gluten.
Yeah, no, gluten is definitely one of them. All the soups are on here. All the
six ones. Are in there. Yeah. That's why they're in the most common list, because that's when they show up the most commonly.
Yeah. The other question I had is, I was approached by a multi-level marketing person who, I don't know if you've ever heard of Thrive.
I've heard of Thrive the store.
No, Thrive. It's a patch. It's a supplements, drink, and a patch. And the big thing is green coffee bean extract. And I don't know if you know, I can't do caffeine. I don't do caffeine. And this has the green coffee bean extract. And she's saying
I'm concerned about that. Lynn, go ahead.
I am one that genetically does not handle caffeine either. My suggestion is to not do this, because I did it once, not realizing. Somebody gave me something. They said, oh, this is great. It's all natural. I didn't have a bottle or anything, and I trusted. It was somebody I trusted. And it was almost a day and a half before I could settle down and go to sleep. So that's just my experience.
Yeah, I'm not jittery, but I haven't slept since Monday, basically.
So, because you tried it.
Yeah, I did it.
And yeah, you don't.
So great.
Yeah. I don't recommend it.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, for good sure. Who were we just talking about with parasite cleanse that you had done? One of our, and I'm just going to throw this out there. I haven't vetted it yet, but one of our ERC people who'd been struggling for years with brain fog, depression, low energy, and she just tried, you know, from one of the email summit kind of things, there was a parasite cleanse, basically. It's a cleanse process, but it's not just the parasite cleanse, but it was, let's support your liver, let's support your thing. I'm going to check this out because I want to see how good it is, because it comes from somebody that I do trust. And she did it. She did it for like 2 or 3 months, and she started passing all kinds of odd stuff out of her stool. And she is feeling good for the first time in many years, like since she was a little kid. And I know it's not a placebo with her, because she's tried everything, and I'll tell her and she'll do it, and then nothing happens, and she'll try and nothing happens. And she'd even tried some gut, you know, parasite things, and it was a little better, but nothing really major. And this made a difference. So I, you know, it might be something. It was called micro formulas.
It's Dr. J. Davidson.
Yeah, I thought that was him. Yeah, I remember seeing that. I saw it too.
It's expensive, right? So that might be turning people off from trying it, because you go to the site and it's like, here's a 5-month supply for $1,000, and you're like, can I just try a little bit, right? So she did it, she trusted it, she, you know, so a lot of people I think are not trying it because of that, right? They go to the site and it says $1,000. It's like, yeah, right, you know, this is shyster stuff. So it's certainly for folks, if you've, I would say it's for people who've tried everything and nothing seems to be doing, and you're doing the right thing. She was eating right, and you know, she needed a little more meditation, but she was meditating, but she was doing a lot right. And suddenly now she's sleeping. So I don't like to look at things as the magic bullet, right? It all goes with the good diet, the exercise, the stress management, the sleep. But if you've had issues for a long time and it's a gut thing, it's certainly, you know, worth a try. I don't know yet if it's worth a try. I haven't looked at it, but this is the one case that I'm hearing from. And I know J. Davidson is a colleague of mine, and you know, it could be a potential thing. So anyway, just thought I'd throw it out there. Yeah. You done? Yeah. Or you have more? Are you waiting because you have more, Cindy, or are you done?
Sorry, I was saying goodbye. I'm done. Thank you.
Oh, you bye. Goodbye, bye, Cindy. Thank you.
Guys. We'll see you again soon.
See you soon. So Kathleen also had her hand up. I'm going to unmute you.
Good. Yeah, you actually told me to write down what I
ate. Oh, yeah, right. I'm back to you.
But, yeah, just a little bit of history. I was first diagnosed with diabetes in 1996. And then, I mean, I intuitively knew that I needed to test what I could eat and what I couldn't eat. Really, no doctor ever told me that. But here's, and I took my blood sugar, I mean, numerous times a day. Mm-hmm. And even then, when I got up in the morning, it was, I mean, never below 140. I mean, it might be, you know, 138, 137, 142. And I mean, so that was long before I had any other sort of problem. And here's what I found. If I would exercise, it would come down. But if I would exercise and eat some small bit of protein, it would come down even more. I thought, okay, that's a good thing. And then I did some experimenting and found out that, I mean, any kind of exercise would work, but if I swam laps for an hour, then my blood sugar would be far more stable all day long compared to any other kind of exercise I did. Okay. And I remember saying to a doctor once, well, this seems like it stabilizes. And she said, oh, well, it doesn't matter as long as your A1C is okay. And I mean,
it is your A1C. They think 7's okay.
Yeah, I know that. And I mean, my A1C for years hovered like around 5.7 to 6. And they all, I mean, whoever I saw, I thought, oh, that's fantastic. And I have those regularly. And I mean, I feel like the whole industry was lying to me about that. I mean, if I'd been told this isn't okay, I probably would have done something better or found something better. Anyway, so, I mean, before I got otherwise unhealthy, that was always the case. So that's one thing. And I have periodically done week-long fasts. And even with the week-long fast, it won't come down in the morning. I mean, overall it'll come down, but it won't come down in the morning.
And are you sleeping overnight, or are you having trouble sleeping?
Well, I used to be able to. I mean, now I usually wake up at least once a night with pain just because of the spinal cord injury. But I mean, it's far better than it used to be. I'm not going to pretend.
Is it really worse at night? Like once you lay down, is it really painful then?
You know, initially it's not bad, but I will wake up and I need to actually get up and move. Movement helps more than anything. I'm just telling you.
When you lay down, it gets worse. And when you're during the day, it's better. So I think that here's the thing. Your morning glucose, I would say, let's not worry about that right now. Because I believe that it's because of the pain going on overnight and the stress it causes in your body. I'd like to see you maintain better during the day.
Yeah.
Right. And keep it below 100 before you go to bed. Right. And then see if you can get your A1C down to like 5.2 by doing that.
Boy, I would love to see that. Believe me, I would love to see that. But it has never been really low since I had the accident.
All right. It has never been
the
belief system that infers it will never be.
Okay.
Okay.
See, I really don't believe that.
Okay, good. Because so then I
because,
want to
because before the accident, it wasn't like that. And I mean, it overall got better. The other thing is I think it was actually much higher. And 3 months ago, I had this surgery to release a ligament that was wrapped around my celiac artery. And I mean, within 2 weeks after I had that done, I mean, before that, it was like 165, 170, 175 in the morning. And then it came back down to like my sort of whatever normal, like 140. And I will say this, the surgeon said it would take 3 to 6 months to get back to normal, and it's been 3 months, so maybe that is part of the contributing factor.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there.
Okay.
Because remember, we were just talking about how we talk to ourselves and how we can stop it. Maybe, exercise that 3 times, okay?
Thank you. I believe you, yeah.
All right, so what I want to hear you say is, the doctor said 3 to 6 months. It's only been 3 months. And I'm looking forward to really getting this out in balance over the next 3 months, right? 3 to 6 months, you know, maybe if you're 18, 25, you know, maybe that's what happens when you're 18 or 25, but it doesn't happen when you're in your 60s. It's slower. So yeah. Just like, what I want you to do is really tap into the inner healer. Mm-hmm. Have conversations. I appreciate you.
Okay.
You know way more than my conscious brain does. And I'm going to give you all the avenues to do this. So you're doing intermittent fasting and you're doing a good diet and are you swimming every day? Are you almost?
On the fasting, would this be okay? Could I try eating like in the morning and then maybe finishing like my eating for the day by 1 o'clock? Sure. I have never tried that.
Try it. You know, everybody's a little different in their cycle. And maybe you need to have that protein in the morning. Well, with the high glucose, you probably do need to have the protein in the morning. So have some food in the morning and then have your meal. Intermittent fasting, people think, oh, it means skipping breakfast. No, it just means limiting your eating window to this 8-hour period.
Right.
So you pick it. You pick that window.
I would like to try that, actually.
Try it. And see how it works for you, because I think it could work beautifully for you.
Yeah.
Just play with it, especially with the high glucose in the morning, and that means probably high cortisol. Have you done any testing of your adrenals to see where your cortisols are?
No, but I actually did finally get a C-peptide test done.
And how was that?
2.3.
Okay, I don't remember the range. Was it?
Well, according to my test results, the range, and that would be whatever they reported, would be 1.1 to 4.4. So it sounds like it's, you know, kind of in the middle there.
Yeah, your pancreas is still working.
Yeah, I mean, that's good news.
Yeah, that's good news. Somebody had told me this the other day, and she said she did a test meal and she did a postprandial. She'd gotten her fasting glucose from 23 down to 5. And she said, I decided to do the postprandial, meaning she said, my husband and I went out to a meal and I had stuff I wouldn't have. Any average person on the street would hear this meal and go, so what's wrong with that meal? So she said, I had a little bit of red potatoes mashed and I had a big salad and I had broccoli and I'm like, the only thing she had that was starchy that she wouldn't normally have is the potatoes.
Right.
Her postprandial insulin went up to 31.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? Like, the good news is your pancreas is working, right? You haven't run out of the ability to make insulin.
Yeah.
It's good, but you know what to eat to keep it under control.
Right.
Right. She's gone from fasting of 21 or 23, whatever it was, down to 5. Pretty darn good, right?
Yeah. Right.
We always want to celebrate those things and let our bodies know that we appreciate what they've done. Your cabinet in the back looks just like one that I have in my dining room, by the way.
Well, then we both have good taste. We
have good taste. So I want you, instead of saying maybe,
okay,
to emphasize maybe 3 times, which says to me that you don't believe it. Right? You said you believed it with your conscious words.
Yeah.
But there's not. So I want you to start talking as if you believe it. I believe my body. I'm working on this. I'm figuring this out.
I actually do believe it. I do.
Okay. The conscious does, the unconscious doesn't. Mm. Okay. So, but when you speak, it's not coming out that way.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Your subconscious is still getting the message. Oh, she doesn't believe me. I love you, inner healer. I love you. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for all the improvements I've made. And it's going to do it at its own pace. And we can't rush it. Right?
Yeah.
And great strides. So the things I would suggest for you, give that intermittent fasting thing a try. In that way you just discussed.
Right.
Talk to yourself every day. Every day. Talk to yourself. Talk to your inner healer. And give it the kudos. Give it the, like, you know how if you have a kid and the kid, you go in, they're supposed to clean their room up. And you go in and they've half clean their room up and it's not the way you've done it. You go in there and you go, what did you do? And you did this and that and the other thing. They're not going to be encouraged.
Right.
You go in there and go, wow, Johnny, look at that. You put your Legos on that shelf and you put your book on that shelf and you give them all the good stuff. They're like, and then you go, and let's make sure we put this over here. And how about if we move this to over here? They're going to be encouraged. You have a husband who maybe doesn't do all the things you want him to do, but you encourage by telling them all the great things they did. It's the same thing with your inner healer, right? It wants to hear, hey, you did a good job, not, hey, screw it up again. My glucose is still here. No, you want to give it that encouragement. So it's as much about the physical as it, there is so much to do with that emotional and energetic. Okay. And then the third thing was, I am going to send you something.
Okay.
I talked to somebody a few weeks ago. He had this Ayurvedic blood sugar product that was formulated in India, and he gets it made in India. And it's been phenomenal for helping people who have this, it's just not responding. What's going on?
Okay. So
I'm going to send you about, he said he was sending me samples, and I expected these little things in plastic.
Yeah.
He sent me a box with full.
Wow.
30 capsules. Now 30 capsules is, you know, it's maybe a 10-day supply because you're supposed to take 3 a day, but it's still, it was in a, so anyway, I'm going to send you some of that.
Fabulous. Thank you.
What I want you to do is I want you to track your glucose before you start.
Okay.
And then don't change anything. And then just track your glucose and see what happens.
Okay.
Because he reported some really, you know, phenomenal results with
those. Okay.
And I want you to be a guinea pig.
Okay, good. Okay. I'm not just willing. I'm ecstatically willing.
Okay,
there you go.
Yeah, because I told you that I would select people from our groups that were really struggling.
Yeah,
they're doing the right things, but the sugar isn't coming down.
Right.
Okay. And so I'm going to send you some.
Okay. All right. Okay. That sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. No worries. All right, who else? Sharon, did you have your hand up again, or did I just forget to put it back down? You do. Okay. Oh, she's coming back. All right. I'll unmute you. I think you have to unmute yourself because it's not working for me to unmute you. There you go. There you go.
Just a couple of things. When you were saying that, can you hear me?
Yeah.
When you were just saying to her just now about... she was sort of saying the right words, but she wasn't feeling them.
Yeah.
I had listened to your interview with, I can't remember her name, on the thought field therapy.
Mm-hmm. Laura Fine.
And anyway, I went to a thought field therapist here locally. And we went through the first treatment. And after each section, he would say, now, how do you feel? Rate it between 1 and 10. And I know there was one, I said 2. And he said, no, I feel you're still a 9.
Mm. So,
you know, I was thinking logically.
Right.
But internally, I was feeling differently.
Yeah.
Anyway, just a couple of, two quick questions.
I see you, Patricia, so I'll get there.
Collagen. I have real crepiness in my arms. Would collagen help that?
What do you have in your arms?
Crepiness in the skin.
Like it's oh yeah. I mean, it could for sure. I'm personally, this is my bias. I'll just say it's my bias. I like the collagen products that have all the precursors to collagen rather than they come from, you know, animal bones. That's just my preference. Just because when you do those, like the bone broth and whatever, you run the risk of lead and other metals that do tend to accumulate in bones. So you can try Sun Warrior just came out with their collagen peptides, I think they call it. And it has herbs and nutrients and all the building blocks of collagen. What happens when you take collagen? Your body breaks it down because it can't just absorb collagen and put it where it needs to go. This is a mistake that people make in thinking that this happens, or bone broth, same thing. If body breaks it down into the amino acids and the nutrients that you need, and then your body has to put it back together. So it's no different than taking, you know, the nutrients or the herbs or the foods that contain those constituents. So that's what I would recommend. Either Sun Warrior or Glow, it's called. Amazing Grass Glow.
Amazing Grass
Glow, G-L-O-W. And they have like a vanilla, a chocolate, and a berry. I don't like the berry at all. The vanilla's fine. And I've never been able to get the chocolate because it's always out of stock. Same thing with Sun Warrior. I've tried all three. They have a chocolate, a vanilla, and a plain. The plain is real plain. The chocolate was a little too sweet for me, but they actually said they lowered the sweetness down on the next batch. And the vanilla I thought was fine.
Okay. And you commented on about availability of the program after it ends. I signed up for the program through
through Shift.
Yep. Through Shift. Yeah. So was that about February, I think?
That was about February, I think. Yeah.
So how long do I have it available to me then?
We'll have it until the end of 2020. And like I said, most likely, you know, you won't continue to get the calls. And we do have a plan in place where we can, you know, offer you a continued support for the calls. And we'll let you know about that. We're working that out.
So at what point does the support end?
November, right? Was it? Because it was 9 months. So February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. Yeah, November.
So end of November?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. So, Patricia, you've been patiently and you've been nodding. And, okay, let me unmute you. No, well, let me unmute you. My mouse. I don't know what happens. Sometimes I can't unmute.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, so I wanted to ask about the ketones. You know, I test them like once a week or something like that, and I haven't gone over 1.0. So usually it's like 0.9, 1.0. One time it was 0.4 or 0.5. I just tested while we're during this time. My sugar was 65 and my ketone was 1.0. So I'm wondering, I mean, 65 is kind of low for me, but should I be happy with 1.0 or should I be
the way you're going to get into something beyond 1.0 is really to do more fasting. And what I found is that when I first started ketone testing, yeah, it was the same thing. Anything above 0.5, you're in ketosis. And if you go to the Keto Mojo site, they now have a page that shows you how to calculate your glucose ketone ratio. So I'm going to calculate your glucose ketone ratio right now for you. Basically, take your glucose, which you said was 65.
Yes.
Divided by 18 is 3.6. And then we're going to divide that by your ketone, which was 1.
Yes.
1. It's a 3.6. Now, that in their range shows as... they have a chart. And they say moderate. I put that chart in the slides for this weekend's thing. Let's just say Keto Mojo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you the link to this. Here we go. And about shop resources. Whoops. If you go to resources on their site, GKI calculator. So I'm going to look it up, and they have a chart there. Let me share my screen real quick so you guys can see this. Okay, so it's on this page here. You just go to ketomojo.com and click on resources, GKI. That's what this page is. And it tells you how to calculate, but you can actually put it in right here, and it'll calculate it for you. It tells you that. But here's your, let's see. So your, what did we say, 3.6. You're between 3 and 6. So you're in a moderate level of ketosis.
Okay.
Right? This is good. Okay. And then up here, you're in a high therapeutic level. And that's, you know, really, but if you're in type 2 diabetes, obesity, insulin resistance, metabolic and endocrine disorders, that's a good level for you to be to get the benefits of that. When you have like Alzheimer's or seizures or other things, you really need to be in a higher level of a therapeutic ketosis. That's the 1 to 3.
Okay, I see what you mean. Yeah. See? Yeah, no, I think I'm good then. because I don't have diabetes or obesity, but I did have a concern about insulin resistance.
Insulin resistance, right. That's a great range to be in. So your numbers are fine.
Do this. So basically, I've eliminated all the starchy stuff as much as I can. Huh? It's hard when you go out to eat, especially in Peru, because everything is rice and potatoes.
Right. It's just a starch-based company. It's hard.
But yeah, I guess so. This calculates and tells you the level of ketosis you're in. So you have a number, which is one, but then you relate it to your blood glucose.
Related to your blood glucose, right.
And then it gives you this range. Okay, good. So I'm
going to show you how it calculates, because I'll just give you my example from me. Okay. I'm on my fourth day of a fast. So I'm reading. So if I put in my glucose reading this morning, it went up a little higher than it normally is on the fourth day of a fast. So I'm not sure what I need. Okay. So I put my glucose in, insert my glucose reading. Okay, good. So I think I did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I put my glucose reading here. Ah, it's not letting me do it. Put your number in there. So my number this morning was a 3. My glucose was similar to yours. It was like a 63.
Mm-hmm.
But my ketones were 4.7.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So that puts me at 13. Oh, wait. Nope. That's not right. Mm-hmm. 63 divided by 18 equals divided by 4.7 equals. So it's a 0.74. So I'm under one. So I'm in a high level of therapeutic ketosis because I've been fasting. And that's how I just do a 4 or 5 day fast every 2 months.
Okay.
Just to jumpstart me back in and to make sure that I maintain that, you know, and I get the, when you're in this one or less, one is called the maximum state of autophagy.
Mm-hmm.
That's when your cells are, you know, going in and gobbling up all the bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's why I like to do that every few months, because that way, you know, I'm cleansing. I'm really deeply cleansing. Right. And okay. I do pretty well in between, but sometimes life gets in the way and you go to a restaurant, you may eat a little bit too much or too late or overeat, that kind of thing. Or get into the chocolate too much, which happens to me. Good chocolate, all, you know, sweet, whatever. But, you know, life gets in the way. Stress gets in the way. It's lack of sleep.
Yes, yeah. Stress is a big, big one for me. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think those numbers are fine.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah, thank you.
Good. You're welcome. Okay. Anybody else before we go? We've gone over by, we've done over 2 hours. Cool. All right, guys. So thank you so much for being here. Your questions are great. And I love the contributions to each other. I think everything, did anybody learn anything from somebody else's share that they thought was valuable? Yes? Yeah. Right. And that's why we like to do it this way, because you know, it's the questions you know, thought of asking. It's the questions that might have come up for you next week. And now you have some stuff to circumvent. So I'm really happy to have you here. Again, if you are interested in doing the more intensive coaching with us, reach out to Lynn. She put the link in there. I think it's just ercapply.com. And that'll get you to get on her calendar and you can chat with her and see if the other program is worth it. You'd still keep everything you had here, even though you're getting a full credit of this. You'd still be able to come to all of these calls and then add on the ERC stuff as well, right? And get the extra coaching if you need it. And if you don't, that's great too, because this is a great forum for getting it. So thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. I'm going to open up your lines and unmute you all so you can say goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. Everybody's unmuted. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.